The National Democratic Movement, NDM Party, therefore maintains that it is not possible to conduct free, fair, credible, and peaceful elections under the current circumstances. There is no political consensus among the parties to the agreement. Insecurity remains widespread, and the institutions responsible for administering elections are inadequately prepared. According to the chairperson of the National Election Commission, the commission has received less than 5% of its approved budget, despite the short time remaining before the proposed elections. Up to now, the commission has not published the electoral timelines, less than 5 months to the purported voting. Meanwhile, the country's economy is in free fall. Government employees have gone for years without receiving regular salaries. The humanitarian situation remains on dire status, and public confidence in state institutions continues to decline. Seventh, at the same time, the NDM maintains that another extension of the transitional period under the present bloated and ineffective government is neither desirable nor sustainable. Continuing with the current arrangement without meaningful reforms would only prolong the political stalemate and deepen the suffering of the South Sudanese people. Eighth, the NDM therefore proposes an alternative path forward. It calls for an inclusive national dialogue, as it did in August 2022, that excludes no one. A dialogue bringing together the signatories to the peace agreement, the non-signatory holdout groups, political parties, civil society organizations, faith-based institutions, women's organizations, youth representatives, and all other relevant South Sudanese stakeholders. Such a dialogue should be mediated or facilitated by the African Union, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, that is IGAD, or another country or organization acceptable to all participants. Its sole objective should be to build a broad national consensus on a new political arrangement that would replace the R.